factors, stripping out known risk factors, people with health anxiety were more than twice as likely to have heart disease. The higher the anxiety, the greater the risk. People with health anxiety have a preoccupation with serious illness without any symptoms. Larry Miller, CBS News, London.
It's not Dumbo that'll be buzzing Disney parks in California and Florida, but drones. The FAA giving the theme park giant permission to fly drones at Disneyland and the Disney properties in Florida. It's a waiver that's good for 4 years, but can be canceled at any time if problems or complaints arise. Jim Shenaby, CBS News.
Sports traffic.
It's on pay-per-view. It's strange that Jesse Vargas is the WBO welterweight champion. Pacquiao is fighting for his belt. How crazy is that? Is it Vegas? DMGM, I believe, has every injury yet.
Greatest nation on God's green earth, another great weekend coming up, 4 days to go before a fateful presidential election. And it's a great day today, despite the fact that there are new threats from both Russian hackers and Al-Qaeda to disrupt the American presidential and congressional and senatorial and gubernatorial elections in many places. There are very credible threats that are being announced by our about disrupting the upcoming elections. So which candidate would be the right candidate to handle that kind of threat? I mean, President Obama's out busy campaigning for Hillary Clinton. I don't know what he's doing about those threats, what should be done. That's one of the decisions that you're going to be making by picking a candidate to handle the chief. 1-800-955-1776. And, look, you can construct all sorts of fanciful scenarios. I mean, we were doing that a little bit on this very show, state by state. But we have a 269 electoral college tie, which has never happened before in American history. Before. It could. And what happens then? We don't know. But let me ask you this question. Regardless of which one of the two possible future presidents, and I really do not think that anyone else is possible, whether it's Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton, what should the next president say? Whichever one of these candidates win, there are going to be tens of millions of Americans who feel cheated, disappointed, disfranchised, upset. Especially if the election is looking closer and closer. I was reminded by Greg Tomlin, Rockstar, and it was an inaugural address from a president who has been profoundly underrated his whole life, by the way. I'm talking about George Bush. You've heard me say on the show. First inaugural address, he delivered that address after a bitterly contested election, one of the two most contested elections in American history. The other one was 1876, where really, they didn't know until just days before the inauguration who was going to be. And there were threats of another civil war, and it was very, very bad now. Let's hope it doesn't get that bad now. But however it goes, wouldn't it be terrific if the next president of the United States got up there on the Capitol steps and said something like this?
Well, many of our citizens prosper. Others got the promise. And we will not allow it. Our unity, our union, is the serious work of leaders and citizens in every generation. And this is my solemn pledge. A nation of justice and opportunity. Because we are guided by a power larger than ourselves, who creates his equal in his image. And new teaching and principles that unite and lead us onward.
On the President Bush, newly elected, just went on to say this.
America has never been united by blood or birth or soul. things that move us beyond our backgrounds, lift us above our interests. That's what it means to be citizens. Every child must be taught these principles. Every citizen must uphold them. These ideals make our country more.
Do you see a lot of civility in this campaign? By the way, I applaud Melania Trump for calling for more civility and more compassion and more character in this campaign. And I hope she gets the message to wherever they are. President Bush, toward the end of his speech, concluded with these sentiments.
What you do is as important as anything government does. I ask you to seek a common good beyond your comfort, to defend needed reforms against easy attacks, to serve your nation, beginning with your neighbor. Generous and strong and decent, not because we believe in ourselves, but because we hope beyond ourselves. When this spirit of citizenship is missing, no government program can replace it. When this spirit is present, no law can stand against it.
And the guy who helped President Bush write that speech, Michael Gerson, who I respect.
Okay.
Suicide rate for middle schoolers doubles, now kills more children than car crash. Oh, that. The Carolina Panthers won the football.
This month, and we just celebrated last week. It's really been wonderful. What have been your experiences this week? 312-981-7200. You're listening for your week. I'm Hans Maria. More in just a minute. Well, I'm checking on how this business plan is coming along.
And you mean a business emergency plan that's so important because disaster can strike at any time, including the workday?
Yes.